So the next question is just, where do we go from here? What does it actually look like to go from 50 to 100? What kind of things are involved? How does one continue moving towards God? Or is it just all about that 50 moment and who cares from then on? So I'm going to very quickly go over, where we're following Jesus to, what that looks like. And then there's a whole other course called the Following Jesus course that takes some of these topics and spends more time with them. And I encourage you to sign up for that when I give out the forms later on. But where are we going together? Following Jesus, but where to? The first thing Jesus is leading us to is a new relationship with God. We're able to have that relationship we were made for once again, only because of Jesus, not because of anything we do. Because we couldn't do it on our own. Thousands of years of history have proven humans can't get it right. We can't build a ladder to heaven. That's why God came to us in Jesus. God himself makes the relationship with him possible in spite of all the things we've done to separate ourselves from him. So that means following Jesus is, in one respect, about knowing God again. In any human relationship, we know we need two things: time and communication. And communication is something that is important from that 50 to 100 point, that we spend time both listening to God, reading the Bible, and in speaking to God in prayer. We'll explore that a lot in the next course. You've gotten started already, though, in the first one, in reading the Bible. And so I'd encourage you to keep that going. If you've read one of the Gospels now, then either look at another Gospel. If you want to get a different perspective on Jesus' life, read the Gospel of Luke. It's one we often have read along with Christianity 101 because Luke is such a matter-of-fact guy. He's a medical guy, and he looks at Jesus' life in a very historical way. And so it's a good one to read. Or read the book of Acts, written by the same guy that wrote Luke. And it tells the story of what people did after Jesus. So how did they start to establish themselves as communities of people following Jesus? Churches. So that's a good one to look at as well. And in the Following Jesus course, we give some practical help in how to read the Bible, how it all works, and in how people pray. That's a whole week in the next course as well. There's another dimension to God's relationship with us, though, and it's called the Holy Spirit, God's active person and presence in the world. When people talk about experiencing Jesus today, like Ed did, or like I talked about last week, they're talking about something very real. They're talking about the Holy Spirit. Like we talked about God the Son and God the Father both being God, the Holy Spirit is fully God as well. God has three persons with whom we can relate: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they are all one God. God relates to us in those ways with all the power of God. And that's why we use personal language for the Holy Spirit. People get sloppy sometimes, but we should properly speak of the Holy Spirit as He. Because the Holy Spirit is a person we can relate to, somebody we can know, rather than something that we can talk about or something that we can channel and use. Rather, the Holy Spirit is someone who we can know. Holy Spirit has a role in our lives. The Holy Spirit transforms us from within. I talked about how we invite Jesus into our lives, and then he begins to transform us. Then comes obeying God's laws. Then comes the change in our lives. And that's all the work of the Holy Spirit in us. Over time, you'll notice that humans and their pets can become similar looking. And it's actually a scientifically proven fact. When humans do that, I don't know about animals, but the more time humans spend together, the more they look alike, because they learn each other's facial expressions, and that reshapes their faces as they age. And so, in the same way, following Jesus is about being transformed by the Holy Spirit. The more time we spend with God, the more we begin to look like Him and act like Him. That's what the 50 to 100 is like, spending so much time with God through His Holy Spirit that we just start to look like Him. Every aspect of our lives starts to be molded. And that's how Paul says we can recognize the Holy Spirit in somebody's life, is from the fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control. These are some of the ways that you can see the Holy Spirit transforming somebody's life. It's not what leads to transformation, it's rather the fruit of the transformation. And the Holy Spirit also brings us an awareness of God. our relationship with God isn't something that we try to pursue outside of ourselves. Rather, it's an inside job. It's God working on our hearts in a way that makes us aware of Him and His plans for our lives and our relationship with Him. It's not something we have to channel, something we have to pursue under our own steam, but rather something God does in us. We simply accept His free offer of grace, and then He does the rest of it. Jesus is also leading us to the family of God. Following Jesus isn't something anybody does alone, but rather something that's done in community. And that's what churches are all about. They're communities of people learning to follow Jesus, learning to move towards 100 on that graph. And it's tough because we associate the word church with buildings and with institutions and denominations or weekly events that people go to. And that's just English. That's the way we use the word. It's multidimensional. But the church is a worldwide community of people learning to follow Jesus who sometimes have buildings, sometimes organize themselves in denominations, sometimes have weekly events on Sunday mornings, but not always. Some have no buildings, some we meet other ways at other times, and some are completely disorganized. But they're all communities of people following Jesus, and so they're called churches. Now, sometimes people have been burned by organizations called churches before, or people who called themselves Christians, and it's important to recognize that and to apologize for that, that the church is actually people learning and trying to follow Jesus. And none of us are very good at that. That's why we actually need to commit ourselves to working together in communities to do that, and why we need Jesus' help. Communities of Christians, churches, are not those who are perfect. They're those who know they're far from perfect and know they can't fix that on their own, but rather need God to do that. It's not always how it gets communicated, though, and that has caused a lot of hurt, and maybe in your own life as well. There is no perfect church, though. Billy Graham once said, if you find the perfect church, don't join, you'll ruin it. Because they're all trying, and some are not trying very well, but none of them are perfect. So don't avoid joining a church just because they're not perfect, because you aren't either. We're also following Jesus to a new way of life, and we explore this more in the next course as well, but we talked about the life we were made for, how it's not the life many of us have experienced, and so Jesus leads us to the new life, what we were originally made for, that we've never actually experienced in this world. He's transforming us and transforming the world around us to something He calls the kingdom of God. We aren't there yet. We're on the way. And thanks to what Jesus has done on the cross, it's actually going to happen. God's kingdom will come. God's plan for the world will come to this world and impact us. If we desire to be part of that, we can be. That's what following Jesus is all about. And so He's inviting us, like I said, to start improvising in a way that brings about that ending, to live our lives today. Even though His kingdom isn't here in its fullness, He invites us to live our lives today in a way that acts out what that would be like, to put Him at the center of our lives again, to start living out the script that He originally wrote for us, even though others in the world may not be living that script. He invites us to act as if the happy ending to this story is already here. And He doesn't just want us to pretend it, He wants us to actually live it. Because living it out is part of God's plan to actually bring it about. It's kind of like the expression, right? Don't dress for the job you want, or you have dressed for the job you want, right? So we're living in this world that may be broken, that may have evil, that may be full of sin. But we're invited to start practicing life as God intended it, to start practicing His kingdom today, because there's actual power in that. Just like there's power in dressing for the job you want, people notice and things happen. There's a lot to following Jesus, and we explore it really in depth in the next course, so I'd love for you to take it. Same people, there'll be a few others as well, because last spring we didn't do a following Jesus course, so some people from spring will be here as well. But we continue on developing some strong roots that can allow our life of following Jesus to actually flourish and grow. We want fruit in our lives. We want to see a relationship with God that actually brings positive transformation to our lives. And sometimes we forget about roots that are required for a tree to actually bear fruit like that. And so the next course looks at all the routes that are necessary. And the four main ones that I encourage you to work on, no matter what you do, whether you take the course or not, are communicate with God in prayer. Spend some time hearing from Him in the Bible. And be part of a community like St. Paul's or whatever church you're part of. Commit to being part of that in two ways. One, in a big setting, on a Sunday morning or whenever your church meets, be part of the big event when everybody gets together to learn together and grow together. But also commit to a smaller group. Here at St. Paul's, we've got what we call small groups, people who get together every week in a much smaller setting and commit to each other. Commit to walking together for about a year to learn to follow Jesus together and to practice it. Practice living together in fellowship, to practice serving each other and others, to practice reading the Bible, praying to God, and to practice simply being a Christian community. It's all really important. And those four roots can help God to grow you and to bear fruit in your life. And that's why we conclude the course with a quote from the book of Ephesians. It's a prayer that we have for you. And it goes like this: "When I think of the wisdom and scope of God's plan, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He'll give you mighty inner strength through His Holy Spirit. I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in Him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love really is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God." So that's our prayer for you from now on, that you can lay some good foundations, some good roots, and God will help you grow to be who He created you to be. All right, well, here's your question for today. Since this is our last day in the course, we're looking ahead a little bit, saying, okay, what comes next? Where are we following Jesus to? So my question is, what roots, the roots we looked at today were scripture, prayer, big church, small church, which of those roots need to be strengthened for your relationship with God to really flourish and grow? And which of them will you focus on first? That's your question, and I have a bit of an answer for you as well, because we do have a follow-up course that you can take. It's called the Following Jesus Course, and it will talk about some of those roots. It'll talk about the importance of church community. It'll talk about the importance of reading scripture, of prayer, and so on. So I'd encourage you not to stop here, but to take that course, or maybe you're ready to move on directly to our daily challenges as well, offered through the same website and app. That's a fresh daily topic that we explore. So, hope to see you in one of those courses. Thanks a lot for joining us in Christianity 101. Hope it's been a great experience for you, and I hope you'll get in touch with me to let me know about that experience and to let me know what steps you're taking next. Bye for now.